This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On a very tense day in the region, the deposed president of Ukraine popped up in southern Russia. Today, Viktor Yanukovych held a press conference in which he vowed to make a comeback. Ukrainian authorities would like nothing better, although it won't be a warm welcome for him. They want to put Yanukovych on trial for the deaths of about 100 people in the violence last week in Kiev. Late this afternoon, back here, President Obama warned Russia to watch its step, although not in so many words from the president. And in London, some of the former president's former financiers, extremely wealthy Ukrainian oligarchs, are feeling the heat themselves. From the British capital, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
When you've bought an apartment at number one Hyde Park and you forked out $225 million for it, the highest price ever for a London pad, you don't expect to get this on your doorstep. Scores of protesters waving placards and shouting sanctions for the oligarchs. Ukrainian activists here have made this exclusive London apartment block a regular target.
Because One Hyde Park is an icon of corruption in Ukraine.
Sergei Burns, a Ukrainian who lives in London, says the fact that Ukraine's richest man, Rinat Akhmetov, owns an apartment here is an outrage.
This is the example of how the poorest country in Europe can have the richest oligarch who buys the most expensive and luxury flat in London.
Akhmetov built his $15 billion fortune out of the scramble for state-owned assets in the 1990s. He's been accused of using his money to finance the now ousted Ukrainian president. Stefan Shakhno, another activist, says Akhmetov must bear some of the blame for the protesters killed last week in Kiev, and must be made to pay.
We want to put pressure on him and let him know that he cannot hide here, and this bloody money that he has stolen from the Ukrainian people should be returned back to Ukraine.
Akhmetov isn't the only Ukrainian oligarch with a foothold in London now attracting protest. This demonstration was outside the London Stock Exchange. Protesters complained that the exchange had allowed another oligarch, Dmitry Firtash, to formally open the trading. Firtash is also accused of plundering Ukraine and financing repression. British-born Ukrainian Kristina Chimera is angry with the Brits for rolling out the red carpet for the oligarchs.
It makes my blood boil that whilst people are dying on the streets of Kiev, they're allowed to live in London, live luxury lives with the most expensive flats. I think it's time for government institutions to ask whether they've got Ukrainian blood on their hands.
The activists want the British government to withdraw the oligarchs' visas. That seems unlikely to happen. The UK bends over backwards to attract rich foreigners. Over the past 5 years, 850 Russian oligarchs and Chinese multimillionaires have been given the right to live in Britain. And as Nick Redman of the International Institute for Strategic Studies points out, inquiring into whether the oligarchs' wealth is ill-gotten or not wouldn't be easy.
Taking of judgment about what was legitimate and what was not legitimate 20 years ago in a situation of considerable turbulence and uncertainty is a difficult one.
And he argues the oligarchs are not that different from America's robber barons.
If you look back into some of the big fortunes of US capitalists of the 19th century, those people then went on to endow museums and other things. And in a way, that's what people like Mr. Akhmetov and Mr. Firtash are doing now.
The oligarchs have been recasting themselves as philanthropists. Late last year, Firtash paid for this free festival of Ukrainian music, art, literature and food in London. But after the bloodshed in Kiev, laundering the image of the oligarchs may be impossible. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.